Hello, Chicago, and welcome to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of January 12th, 2009. The hit musical Xanadu is coming to the Drury Lane Theater Water Tower Place beginning this Friday, January 16th. Xanadu first opened to critical acclaim on Broadway back on July 10th, 2007, and then went on to win an Outer Critic Circle Award and a Drama Desk Award. This wildly funny musical is the touching story about the nine magical daughters of Zeus who come to Earth back in 1980, disguised in roller skates, leg warmers, and Australian accents. They inspire humans to create truly great work and discover the meaning of the universe's greatest secret, the gift of Xanadu. The show also features many top 20 Billboard hits, including Magic, I'm Alive, and, of course, Xanadu. The performances begin on January 16th at the Water Tower Place. Tickets are currently available, so follow the links on theaterinchicago.com. Timeline Theatre Company will present the world premiere of Not Enough Air by Masha Obolensky and directed by Nick Bowling. This world premiere drama follows famed journalist-turned-playwright Sophie Treadwell as she is drawn into the real-life tragedy of Ruth Snyder's famous 1928 murder trial. The play illuminates the lives of the two women who pushed against the limitations and expectations imposed upon them by society. Playwright Masha Obolensky is a director, playwright, and performer. A reading of Not Enough Air was presented at the Women in Theater Conference held here in Chicago, and she was the recipient of the 2006 Jane Chambers Award. Not Enough Air will run January 24th through March 22nd at the Timeline Theater. To purchase tickets and get all the information, click over to theaterinchicago.com. On a sad note, the founder of the Apple Tree Theater in Highland Park, Eileen Bavers, passed away yesterday morning from complications from breast cancer. She was the leader of Apple Tree Theater since 1983 until she recently retired. And last November, she received a special Jeff Award for her contributions to Chicago theater. Someone special has been lost, and our condolences go out to her family. Thank you for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. Remember, you can find us here every Monday with more news ready for you to enjoy. So until next Monday, that is the theater news from Talk Theater in Chicago. And I'm your host, Dustin Moat. We'll be right back.